Good morning, Brittany Woods. Good morning.
There's nothing unusual about Brittany Woods Middle School on a weekday morning. There are words of encouragement over the intercom, and of course, kids rushing to get to class.
Hurry up and make it. You can make it. If you're in the building, you can make it in 30 seconds. Hurry up. Stop talking.
But then everything quiets down, and at the end of a long hallway, librarian Kelly Werthmuller greets sixth grade student Gabe Fleischer.
Morning, Gabe.
Dubbed the pint-sized pundit, Fleischer is thin, has shaggy brown hair, and wears braces, which happen to be red, white, and blue. And today he's wearing a custom-made blue t-shirt which reads, Wake Up to Politics, which is also the name of the political newsletter he's been writing since fourth grade. It's clear that this is a routine. He goes to his usual table, unzips his backpack, and pulls out a black laptop. And then he gets to work.
Today I'm writing a lot about Obamacare and healthcare.gov. And what the White House is doing to try to relaunch it. And so there's a lot about that and related topics like the president's going to sign up for insurance.
Fleischer also includes the president and vice president's schedule, a This Day in History item, and a trivia question.
It was the anniversary of the Monroe Doctrine being rolled out, so I asked who was the person that really drafted the doctrine.
And what's the answer?
The answer is John Quincy Adams, who was Secretary of State at the time.
Fleischer wakes up at 6 o'clock on school days to start writing the newsletter from home, and it takes him most of this 40-minute class period in the library to finish. As he continues typing, librarian Kelly Werthmuller sits at her desk about 20 feet away.
I've been subscribed to Wake Up to Politics for 2 years, since he was in fourth grade. During the presidential election, that's where I got all of my political information. So, from a fourth grader.
Werthmuller says Fleischer is engaging and passionate. Most of all, she values the consistency and reliability of his work. Fleischer's mom was the first subscriber, and there are now more than 550, including White House staffers and other employees in the federal government. And while Fleischer thinks it's surreal that he could be informing them, like many Americans, he's disappointed with the way government functions.
Whenever they have 11th-hour deals and these negotiations, they're breaking the system for when my generation is going to be in Washington, and they just set a horrible precedent for future negotiations in the decades to come. And they're really disengaging people of all ages about politics. And to be a good democracy, we need people to be interested and involved.
A national commission based at Tufts University near Boston released a report earlier this year which shows now is a particularly challenging time for civics education because of bitter partisan and ideological conflicts. And that's why Brittany Woods Middle School principal, Jamie Jordan, says she supports Fleischer's efforts.
What Gabe's doing is really what we should be emulating with all of our kids. You know, that they're actually taking information and knowledge and then putting it together and analyzing it and then bringing it back out into a way that's more effective than just a poster board on, you know, a state rep.
Back at the table in the library, Fleischer is putting the finishing touches on this edition of Wake Up to Politics. And to be fair, politics is not his only interest. His friends say he's not obsessed with it, and he does other activities. He's on student council and plays soccer.
My plan is to be a history professor and maybe also a journalist, but I go back between, like, journalist and history professor, historian, author. So I'm not really sure yet, but I have a lot of time.
But for now, it's time for Spanish class. I'm Alex Hoyer, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.